Archers for the week 2 to 7 March 2003.
It's Sunday afternoon and there's a lot of activity in the churchyard.
Better.
Yep, we reckon we're getting there.
Yeah, it's a pity we didn't have a few more helpers. We'd have got on a lot quicker.
Oh, everyone's too busy these days.
Oh, you're right, but...
Right, that's about it then, I reckon.
Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, just a little twinge, that's all.
Don't go overdoing it. They'll be expecting you at young Chabba's leaving, but...
I'm meant to be reading one of me poems.
Oh, there you are, then.
Ah, we've finished here anyway, just a bit.
Oh, looks as if George has too.
Yeah, get these leaves burnt up, then we can be off home.
Well, we shall have a job. They're too wet, surely.
Ah, no, if we use a bit of diesel.
But, Bert...
No, I'll have you a minute. Where's he off to?
He's gone to get some diesel. He thinks he's going to light a bonfire.
Not with that you, he's not. It's far too wet.
So do I, children.
Oh, not a bad job, though, if I say so myself.
Very nice, George.
Anyway, I'm glad I got you on your own. There's something I wanted to tell you about.
Oh, yeah?
You were quite right to have your suspicions about our friend Mr. Crawford.
Well, he's never going to get planning permission for Midsummer Meadow.
Oh, it's possible.
I knew it.
As you said, it's a long way from the village envelope, so in normal circumstances he'd have no chance.
So what's he got in mind? Some sort of fiddle?
Oh, no, it's perfectly legal. But if he isn't very careful, your David could find himself thousands of pounds down on the deal.
How's it going, Chabba?
Oh, hi, David. Fine, thanks.
Good.
They're milking well. I think they're enjoying being outside again. At least for a few hours.
Yeah, well, we'll keep them in at night, though, just for a couple more days.
Right.
So, if you'll just take this lot through, you can get off home and change.
What about the lambing?
No, forget it. You get yourself down the bull and enjoy yourself.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm quite sure. You go and see Kirsty. We've only got a few more days left.
Oh, no. The time's gone very quickly. I shall miss you all.
Hey, we'll miss you too. But you've got your studies to get on with.
Yeah.
And we're all expecting you to do very well. Especially in milk production.
I shall keep you informed about my progress.
Good. Now, about tonight. I'll get down there as soon as I can, but it may not be till later on.
Okay.
I've asked Eddie to come in a bit earlier tonight, so it depends what time he turns up.
Of course. Right. I'll take the cows back then.
Thanks.
Hello, Mr. Archer.
Oh, hello, Chabba.
Hi, Dad.
Oh. Cows are looking well.
Yeah. We were just saying. You've been down at the churchyard?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Oh, looking a lot better, I'm glad to say.
Well done.
I was talking to George.
Hmm?
He's found out something about Midsummer Meadow.
Oh, yes.
Or should I say, Matt Crawford's interest in the place. It might just explain why he's so keen to get his hands on it.
I'm looking for something to rhyme with Danube.
Eh? Well, don't ask me.
All I can come up with is Dam Rouge. Don't seem very suitable to me.
Well, I can't help you. Sorry.
Ta very much.
Mind you back. Let's get this last bit on.
Oh, here, are you trying to choke me?
You'll stand further back, Ben.
Oh, I will, don't worry.
It's a bit on the damp side, this door.
Oh, say that again.
So you're going to read it out to him, are you, this poem?
Well, I will if I've got any voice left.
Oh, I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
As a matter of fact, now, there's something you could do to help George.
Well, I still don't know anything that rhymes with Danube.
No, it ain't that. It's a bit that computer work we've been doing.
Well, what about it?
Well, I noticed you've been doing documents with fancy barders round them.
Oh, just trying them out, that's all.
Well, I was thinking if I give you this poem when it's finished...
You want me to print it out with a nice fancy border?
Yeah, that's it. Make it more like a proper parchment. A sort of memento for him.
Good idea.
He can frame it if he wants to, hang it on his wall at college.
Aye, why not?
Then when his friends ask him about England, he'll be able to read it out. Think how he'll enjoy that.
So, what are we talking about? A mansion?
Well, something pretty big. The point is, it has to have what they call architectural merit.
What the hell does that mean?
There's got to be something on a grand scale. Something they can look back on over future generations and call it heritage.
And who decides what that is?
Oh, goodness knows.
And that way you can get planning permission, even in the middle of open countryside.
Apparently.
What a con, eh?
It's all perfectly legal.
Yeah, as long as you're rich.
trust Matt Crawford to have his finger in that foot pie.
Oh, now, we don't know for sure that's what he's got in mind.
Oh, come on, get real, Dad. That story about his wife's horses always sounded dodgy.
Well, even so, we can't be certain.
Well, if he thinks that he's going to build some great monstrosity on Midsummer Meadow, he can forget it. And what the hell do we need places like that for, anyway?
It's affordable homes we want in the countryside.
Yeah, for locals.
Exactly. Oh, well, anyway, I'd better get off home. I just thought you'd want to know.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. Now, Matt Crawford's going to be getting a call from me first thing in the morning.
Suppose I could have a word with Brian and Jennifer, see if Crawford said anything to them.
Yeah, good idea.
You realise that if Crawford has got some sort of development in mind, that land could be worth considerably more.
I don't care how much it's worth. There is no way it's disappearing under some fake stately pile. Not while Ruth and I are running Brookfield.
The food looks good.
Great.
I hope there'll be someone here to eat it.
Oh, don't be daft. Of course there will.
So, where are they then?
Well, it's early yet. It's only just gone 7.
Maybe no one else is coming. Maybe it will be just you and me, dancing together.
Would that be so bad?
Of course not.
I wouldn't mind.
You look fantastic. Even if the place was full, I'd be looking at you.
Yeah.
This is how I shall remember you when I'll get home.
Oh, I can't believe it. In a few days' time, you'll be gone.
Don't look so sad. It's not that far.
Far enough.
It's a small world. There's email, we can text each other.
Big deal.
Maybe you can visit. In the summer, perhaps. We could go to Budapest. You'd have a great time.
Could I?
Yeah, why not? Or are you going to forget all about me when I'm gone?
What do you think?
So the summer it is, then.
There he is, our star for the night.
Hi, Felon.
So what do you think of the buffet, then? It's tasty or what?
Brilliant. Someone's been busy.
Yeah, me and Mum.
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
That's no problem. We've got to give him a proper send-off, haven't we, Kirsty?
I'll take care of that. Don't you worry.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Bert.
Oh, evening, David. You just got here.
Yeah, I had to sort out a bunch of triplets.
Must be nice in that lambing shed. Quiet.
Now, come on, we're here to give Chabber a good time.
He's having one too, by the looks of it.
Oh, yeah, he does seem to be enjoying it, sir.
When do you want me to read my poem?
Well, let's get ourselves a drink first, shall we? Fallon! Fallon! Hiya!
That's a bit of a crush, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good turnout. Is there going to be someone on the bar?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Mum's just popped down for some mixers. She won't be long.
Oh, OK.
Oh, yeah, congratulations, you're an odd young lady.
Are they?
Yeah, the song.
Oh, yeah.
What's that about?
Well, Radio Barchester's song competition. Alan's one of the finalists.
Oh, great.
Well, it's something that I did with a couple of guys from college. I never thought it would get anywhere.
Well, we reckon it's very good, me and Frieda.
Oh, thanks. Well, anyway, I'm meant to be collecting glasses, so if you'll excuse me.
See you later.
Right then, Pert, since we can't get a drink, maybe we should get on with the formalities.
Let's get these over with.
Yeah, if I can just get that DJ to fade it down a bit.
You see, you needn't worry, there's loads of people here.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Come on, you made a lot of friends.
Maybe. Or perhaps there's nothing else to do on a Sunday night.
Oh, you idiot, you're really popular.
As long as you are here. That's all that matters.
Oh, Chabber.
Sorry. I promise not to interrupt the fun for long. Just want to say a few words about our star celebrity, Chabber Brogany. As you all know, Chabber joined us at Brookfield only 6 months ago, but he's become a key member of the Brookfield team and a close family friend, so... I'd like to say a big thank you to Chabber for all he's done over the last 6 months. And I'm sure that you all would like to join me in wishing him all the very best for the future. Right. And here to put our feelings into verse is Chabber's work colleague and Brookfield's very own poet in residence, Mr. Bert Fry.
This is a poem I've written especially for this occasion. It's called Eastern Visitor. He come from the dry, dusty plain to a country of fog, wind and rain. He was used to the corn, drill and plough, but he come to a farm full of cows. Still, he made the big switch with hardly a hitch, and now he's part of the team that makes farming a dream, and he'll be missed from the yard to the parlour.
It was nice of you to say those things.
Well, I meant them too. It's been really good to have you.
Thanks.
And I don't just mean for the great job you've done on the farm. It's the way you've, well, become part of the family.
I've enjoyed it.
And I don't have to tell you how the kids like you.
They're great kids. I'll miss them.
Mm. You know, I wouldn't say this in public, but that time when Ruth's dad died, you were fantastic with them. You both appreciate it.
Okay, that's enough. You're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry.
No, I should thank you. You made me feel so at home.
Listen, just tell me one thing. That story you told Pip about how your grandparents met, It didn't really happen like that, did it?
Well, no. Not really. But it could have.
I thought so.
I got the idea from a book by Günter Grass. You know it?
Oh.
It's like all the best stories. They're true everywhere.
Excuse me, I'm interrupting.
Yeah, sure.
Chabba, I just wanted to give you this.
For me?
Well, it's not much, but it's just a little something to say. We'll miss you.
Thank you. That's really kind.
Look, I better get back and wash some glasses.
Okay. Thanks, Helen.
I'll see you later.
So, what's the secret then?
Pardon?
All these girls, breaking their hearts.
Yeah, I think she was waiting for Kirsty not to be here.
Maybe it's a good thing you're going home soon.
Why is that?
Well, if you'd stayed any longer, might have got a little bit explosive around here.
Kenton's got a big favour to ask.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, hi, Kenton.
I thought I'd missed you. I was afraid you'd be off summer spraying or something.
Drilling linseed, actually.
Oh, well.
You jolly nearly did. There's a lot to get through today.
Did you have a good weekend?
So-so. What about you?
Quiet.
Really?
Yeah. I spent Saturday night in the Bull. That's how bad it got. Had a thrilling game of dominoes with Bert Fry and Neil Carter.
You certainly know how to live.
Oh, yeah. Stick with me, babe, and you'll have a wild time.
How did you get on with Kathy? Is that as in it didn't quite go according to plan?
You could say that.
Oh, dear.
Not to put too fine a point on it, she told me to get lost.
Oh, Kenton.
Yeah, I know. So I won't be moving in. Well, not right now, anyway.
Right.
Look, Debbie, I wouldn't ask you this if I wasn't pretty desperate. But Alistair's really got me under the cosh over at the stables. The fact is, I've got to move out pretty damn quick.
Kenton, please don't ask me.
I promise, it's just for a week or two, that's all. Just till I've had time to sort something
Kenton,
out.
Kenton, you're not living with me, sorry.
Kenton! How nice to see you.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Oh, we're all very excited, aren't we, Debbie? Yeah. We've got Adam coming home this week after all this time.
Oh, yeah, Debbie said.
Well, the trouble is, he's on one of these wretched standby tickets, so he could literally turn up at any moment.
Oh, great.
Yes, but it is a bit unsettling, and I can't seem to concentrate on anything.
Well, that's understandable.
Now, you will leave your mobile on, won't you, Debbie?
Of course.
And I thought I'd pop over to Jill's, and the signal isn't terribly good over that way.
Don't worry, Mum. If there's any news, I'll let you know.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'll see you later then, darling.
Fine.
And bye, Kenton.
Yeah, bye, Jennifer. So, it's the return of the prodigal, eh?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, that was me not so long ago. I got the fatted calf treatment for a bit.
I don't know if this will make any sense to you, but I'm trying to keep my life simple at the moment. I don't need any complications.
I can buy that.
You and I, we've had some laughs together, and it's something I value. I really do, our relationship.
Oh, me too.
So, let's not do anything to spoil it, eh?
So there's no chance?
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Thanks.
The only problem is it only leaves me one option. And I can't say I'm exactly mad about the idea.
I found out something rather interesting, and I thought you'd want to know.
Yes, absolutely. We're all ears, aren't we, Jill?
We certainly are.
Well, it's such a beautiful spot. The idea of it being spoiled.
That's what we think.
And do you remember when we used to have those wonderful family picnics? And it always seemed to be Midsummer Medic.
That's going back a bit, Jennifer.
Yes, I know. I was very small.
It was always around haymaking time, I remember. We used to tell you kids off for playing in the swathes.
And can you remember Gran in that funny hat? I've got a picture of her somewhere.
Yeah, they were good days. Life seemed to be so much, well, less complicated then.
Yes. And the idea of somebody building some pseudo-Gothic monstrosity, well, it's too dreadful to think about.
Hopefully it won't ever happen.
Well, anyway, I phoned up Lillian last night after you came to see me, Phil.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought if anybody's going to know the murky processes of Matt Crawford's mind, it'll be her.
Oh, dear, poor Lillian.
Well, you know what I mean. She does rather admire people like that.
Yeah, she does.
And the interesting thing is, she wasn't at all surprised by the idea. In fact, she said Matt often used to talk about it, putting up some sort of prestige residence.
Really?
Hmm. And apparently he's quite taken with the Georgian style, with a lot of fancy steps up the front.
How awful.
Yeah. Typical Lillian. She seemed quite amused by the idea. And she says that's what the countryside needs these days. A new squirearchy.
Right, and that's about the last thing it needs.
So would I.
Well, anyway, I can't imagine David would want any part in this.
Oh, I hope not.
It's up to him, of course, but I wouldn't have thought he'd sell now.
Well, it's utterly ridiculous that it's allowed, anyway.
Absolutely.
Hi.
Come in, Kenton.
Thanks. Oh, hi, Jennifer. We'll have to stop meeting like this.
We will.
When your coffee going?
I'll make another pot.
Thanks, Mum. Well, it's jolly nippy out there this morning.
You'll stay for another, Jenny.
Oh, no thanks, Jill. I'd better be on my way, actually.
Sure.
Yeah. I just thought you'd want to know, that's all.
Well, we certainly did.
Oh, what's this? More village intrigue?
Oh, never you mind. We'll tell you later.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, I knew there was something else. I was wondering if you were going to the Ash Wednesday service in Darrington.
We thought we would, didn't we, Phil?
Well, I think we ought to.
Why, are you going?
Yeah, and I thought perhaps we could travel over together.
Good idea. No point in taking two cars.
No. Right, I'll pick you up, shall I?
Yes, thank you.
When shall we say? 7:30-ish?
Fine.
That's good. Well, see you then.
And thanks for coming over.
Yes, yes, we're very grateful.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Just hope this ghastly thing never gets built. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Jenny.
That all sounds very interesting.
So what brings you over here, Kenton?
Well, you know, just wondering how you both were.
Oh, we're fine, aren't we, Joe?
Never better.
Good, good. And there was a small favour I wanted to ask you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I feel a bit awkward asking. But quite honestly, I haven't got much choice.
Hello?
Hi, Debbie. Is that you?
Adam.
Right in one. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you?
Right now, I'm on the 917 out of Euston.
You're in England?
Yes, I should have said that's Euston, England.
Well, why didn't you let us know?
It was all a bit of a scramble in the end. I tried phoning from Nairobi, but I couldn't get through. Sorry.
No, no, it's no problem. Only we could have met you at the airport.
I'm due in at Ollerton Junction at 20 to 12, but I can easily get a taxi.
Don't be daft.
Honestly, it's no problem. You're probably out ploughing up a prairie somewhere.
Hey, listen, this is environmentally friendly farming we do round here, OK?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Any case, I'm drilling.
Would you just carry on? I'll find my own way home,
OK? No, you won't. I'll be there.
There's no need, really.
Yes, there is. Besides, Mum would never forgive me.
All right, thanks.
No problem. Now, 20 to 12, you say?
We seem to be about 10 minutes late.
What? No, sorry, hold on, I'm losing you. You're breaking up, Adam.
I said we seem to be running about...
Hello? Hello? Welcome home, Adam.
Honestly, I can't thank you enough. I knew you wouldn't let me down.
I told you you'd be welcome.
Well, we're hardly going to see you out on the street.
Well, no, of course not.
Phil, I can't see Shula and Alistair dumping his stuff out in the yard.
Oh, I think Alistair might.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Well, anyway, you know me. I've never been one to outstay my welcome.
No.
So when are you thinking of moving in?
In a couple of days, if that's okay. I need to get my stuff sorted out first.
Fine.
Is there any chance I could borrow the Land Rover?
Well, you'll have to see David about that.
Oh, OK. I don't suppose it'll be a problem.
I'm sure it won't be.
And you think it'll be for 2 or 3 weeks?
Don't panic, Dad. I'm not going to be under your feet for years, I promise you.
I wasn't thinking that.
It's just till I can organise somewhere to rent. Oh, and I've got a few more career opportunities lined up.
Oh, yes.
But if you don't mind, I'd rather not say too much at the moment. Not till, you know, firm them up a bit. You don't understand.
Well, yes.
Of course we do.
But we're talking long-term here, you know, senior management level.
That's good. Mm.
So it's pointless taking something on a short-term lease. You know, not till I know where I'm going to be operating.
Of course not.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think I'd better be on my way. Thanks again.
And you let us know when you're moving your stuff in.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll give you plenty of warning.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
OK, well, I'll see you then.
Bye, Kenton.
Hey, just think, Mum. It'll be like old times again. See you.
Oh, dear, Jill. I hope we're doing the right thing.
Why on earth wouldn't we be?
Well, sometimes I don't think he lives in the real world. I wonder if we do him any favours by always offering him a way out.
Oh, Phil.
Well, I mean, do you really think he's got all these jobs lined up?
He wouldn't have made them up.
Well, let's be honest. He is inclined to put rather a rosy glow on things.
Well, thank goodness he's still managing to be positive. It can't be easy.
No.
The least we can do is put a roof over his head for a week or two.
If that's how long it's going to be.
If it's longer, so what? He's our son, remember?
Yes, you're right, Jill.
He needs our support.
Hmm. Apparently it's happening a lot these days. Grown-up sons and daughters going back to live with their parents.
Isn't it all to do with high house prices?
Well, so I gather.
Well, anyway, I'd better start sorting out his room.
Mm. I don't want to seem mean, Jill, but you don't think he's going to be with us for years.
Debbie? Mum? Look who's here.
Hi, Mum.
Adam. Oh, Adam! Oh!
How are you, Mum?
Oh, I'm fine. Mm. Oh, but why didn't you say?
Sorry, I got a last-minute flight.
But I could have met you.
That's the problem. Debbie picked me up at Hollison Junction.
That's right. You didn't come all the way on the train.
Yeah, why not?
But I could have come to the airport. Oh, you are a chump.
I'm fine, honestly, Mum.
Well, welcome home.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
We're just having a coffee. Can I get you one, Mum?
Oh, yes, please, darling. I'm all of a dither.
You're looking great, Mum. Glamorous as ever.
Am I? Well, can't think why.
She's fantastic, isn't she?
How do you manage to stay so young? Have you got some special potion of Granny P's?
There is no remedy for crow's feet, I'm afraid.
Crow's feet? You, I don't believe it.
Well, don't go looking closely.
There you go, Mum.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Now, I must love you and leave you, I'm afraid.
Are you going to stay and have some lunch with us?
No, I can't, Mum, sorry. I've got to get on with the drilling.
Sorry, Debs, I've held you up.
Oh, don't be daft. I was glad to do it.
Thanks.
We'll catch up later, OK? I can't wait to hear about Africa.
Definitely.
See you then. Bye, Mum.
Bye, darling.
Bye, Debs.
Oh, now then, let's get you some lunch.
No, sit down and drink your coffee.
But you must be hungry.
I'm not. I had breakfast at the airport.
Oh, you've lost a bit of weight. You've been eating properly.
Mum, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's you I'm worried about. After everything that's happened.
Oh, well, life goes on.
I still can't believe it. When Debbie told me... Well, I just think it's terrible.
Yes.
I don't know how we could
Adam,
do that.
Adam, I know it must have come as an awful shock.
It did.
It did to me too, but... Now I'm trying to put it behind me.
Well, I know, but...
We want to save our marriage. It's not going to be easy, we both realise that, but we're going to give it a try. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
It's Joe and Ed who are behaving suspiciously.
Down then.
Well, I'm going as fast as I can.
But that's where you got to click on, see, where it says drop.
I know what I'm doing.
Get on with it then.
Well, you clip round here in a minute. I ain't so fast as you youngsters.
Oh, sorry.
You're not still at it, Joe. You've been here ages.
No, got a lot to do, missus.
Yeah, so I see. Voting in the song competition.
Well, I've got to do my bit for the lad, haven't I?
Come on, click on it, Grandad.
Yeah, that's got it.
You only get one vote, you know. You can't sit there clicking away for hours.
Don't tell me Fallon hadn't been on here voting for hers.
Well, not as far as I know.
Yeah, but she's put hundreds in.
You get one vote each, them's the rules.
Well, I just had a vote for Clary, that's all.
Yeah, and who else? Eddie? William? The guys down the cattle market?
Only Clary. Well, an idiot, of course.
You've had time to do a couple of dozen.
We've only just come on this site, haven't we, Grandad?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been playing solitaire.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. I wouldn't like to think you was cheating.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't have to if a certain person hadn't decided to split the vote.
She hadn't split the vote. They're two totally different numbers.
It doesn't make no difference.
Listen, Ed, there's no way someone who's into metal's going to vote for my Fallon.
Yeah, you're right there.
Let's be honest. No one who likes a nice ballad is going to be voting for Dross.
Yeah, he's got a point there, Ed. It's chalk and cheese, isn't it?
And what about the people who just want to support her, eh? Her mates from college and that. We'd have had all their votes, wouldn't we?
Yeah, probably.
Not anymore, though. They'll be voting for a crappy number now.
Well, there can't be many.
Yeah, it could be enough to swing it. Stabbed us in the back, she has.
Oh, Ed.
Yeah, and if we lose it by a few votes, we'll know to blame, won't we?
Hi, Roy. Have you got a minute?
Blimey, you're off the table. Only you've left it a bit late.
No, you idiot. I'm just off to see the bank.
You in a suit 2 weeks in a row? Never been known before.
Are you busy? I just wanted to run something past you.
Yeah, I've got a couple of minutes, that's all. Only I can't be late finishing.
Okay.
Got to go down to the pancake race. See Thieves.
Sure. This won't take a minute.
What's it about? Business plan?
Yeah, I'm worried about it.
I don't know why. It's fireproof, especially the new version.
I can't help wondering if I've got the right approach. If I screw up today, it's game over.
Well, don't screw up, then.
I'm going to need 20 grand for equipment, if you remember.
Yeah, and they've said they'll do it on a leasing deal, which is great.
Well, yeah, okay. That still leaves me needing another 30 grand. What are you laughing at?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking of that mission statement of yours.
Oh, that.
You know, to be one of the top 5 firms in the UK.
Doing organic meat products.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Well, you had enough confidence then.
You don't reckon that was too pushy?
Listen, don't start doubting yourself now.
No.
It's like you told me. There's no point in thinking small.
The thing is, I don't want a straight loan. It's got to be on an overdraft.
Of course it has.
I'm never going to need the whole lot. I'll have money coming in all the time, hopefully.
So go for the overdraft.
Well, yeah, but say the guy offers me a loan, a fixed term and everything. What do I do then?
Tell him no way.
Okay, and then he says, it's a loan or nothing. Do I tell him to stuff it?
Yes, he won't.
But what if he does, though?
Try another bank.
Yeah, maybe I should take it, whatever they're offering. Once I'm up and running, I'll have more clout.
No, it's too late, then. Stick to what you want.
Maybe I'm just kidding myself anyway. They're probably going to turn me down flat.
You've really lost your bottle, haven't you?
You don't know what this means to me, Roy. I've got to get it. It's my big chance.
Well, go for it, then.
If it all goes pear-shaped now...
It won't. It's just nerves, that's all.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just go in there, hold your head up, and give it to him straight.
I'll do that.
Yeah, good luck, eh?
Thanks, Roy.
Listen, if I had the money, I'd back him myself. And a great business like that, it's going to make you a millionaire.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. How are you today?
Fine. I think that's about the longest I've ever slept in my life.
You must have needed it.
What are you up to?
Oh, I'm just about to take this lot into the ewes.
Now, there's a smell that takes me back.
Not a particularly good sample, I'm afraid.
Smells okay to me.
Yeah, dry matter's too low. We had a lot of rain last summer.
I just love the smell of silage. It means home to me, strange or what. Still doesn't seem real, you know, being back here.
Yeah, imagine it doesn't after all this time.
Nothing much seems to have changed.
Oh, yes, it has.
Well, yeah. I meant the physical things.
Right.
That old beef shed for a start. It doesn't look any different.
Well, it's a grain store now.
Well, it still doesn't look any different. I can remember it going up. I was so excited it was the biggest thing since we had the new combine.
Oh, well, you should see the one we've got now.
Yeah, Brian told me. I can't wait.
Right.
How is it with you and Brian?
Oh, you know, we work together.
Is that all?
I can't forgive him, I'm sorry.
No.
But if you want to be mates with him, fine.
Well, no particularly.
Okay, I know he's lonely, but he brought it on himself, didn't he?
Mum seems determined to put it all back together again, somehow.
Yes, she is.
Do you reckon they will?
God knows.
She's amazing. I honestly never expected her to be so... okay, basically.
Well, it's only on the outside.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Inside, she's still in bits. You can see it sometimes when she lets her guard down.
Look, why don't I give you a hand?
Oh, no, it's okay, I'm fine.
No, I'd like to. Been sitting around too long.
Yeah, well, all right, thanks.
You feed it straight out of the trailer, do you?
That's the idea, but I still have to go along with a fork afterwards, tidying it up.
Have you got 2 forks?
I dare say I can lay my hands on another one.
Right then, I'm your man.
So how's she getting on? You've been to see her lately?
Yeah, yeah. We went in Sunday afternoon. Took Phoebe with us.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, poor old Marjorie. Well, she'd like to come home, really, but until they get something sorted out...
Ooh, what they got to do?
We'll get some support at home for a start. And we've already had social services out to look over the place.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, yesterday afternoon. Had to show them round. Marjorie had given her permission, of course.
Well, if she wants to come home, they ought to let her.
Well, that's what they want, but they've got to sort out some help for her first. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we'll do what we can. But there's no way we can make a regular commitment.
No, you shouldn't have to.
Well, we can.
Well, they want to get some stuff sorted out, these people. Tent road for you and Ailey to have to worry about.
Right, everyone. Can we have all the dads over here, please?
Oof, looks like you're on.
What are all the dads for? What, they're in the kiddies race for us?
I expect they want the grown-ups to show them how it's done.
Hey, David Archer, that includes you. And you, Roy Tucker.
Yeah, okay, I'm on my way. And you can stop grinning too, Burt Fry.
Oh, you're going to enjoy this.
I'm glad to see you still know how to wield a silage fork.
Sad, isn't it?
With a useful skill. Put it on your CV.
Think that would open doors for me?
I doubt it. So, what are your plans? Or shouldn't I ask?
Haven't really got any.
No?
If I said I wanted time to find out who I am, would that sound pretentious?
Just a touch.
In that case, I'm just here for a good rest.
Yeah, well, you have been whizzing around a bit lately.
I've been whizzing around for about 12 years.
Wow, it's been that long.
You get to a point when you think, I need to belong somewhere. I've no idea if it's going to be here, but it seems like a good place to start.
So you could be staying then?
Well, it's possible.
No, I mustn't ask, must I?
What?
The obvious.
I can read you like a book, Debbie.
Oh, you always could.
The answer is, there was. But there isn't any more.
Right.
That's another reason for coming back. These things always leave you feeling a bit, well, disconnected.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
You saying you don't know where you belong anymore, I'm the same, really. I used to be so sure this is where I wanted to be, on this place.
And you're not anymore?
Nope. It's just a job, that's all. I just get up in the morning and do it.
That's sad.
Maybe I need to do what you did 12 years ago. Get away and travel.
Don't do it yet, hmm?
No, all right.
Only I've only just come home.
OK.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to us. What, a couple of basket cases?
We are a bit, aren't we?
Poor old Bran. He thinks he's running a farm. It's really a charity home for the anxious and confused.
Yeah, never mind keeping sheep. He ought to be putting on therapy groups.
Listen, any time now, we're going to be lambing again. 2 weeks of that and you won't be needing any therapy. You'll be going around like a zombie.
Of course, you know, well, we have pancakes this time of year.
Go on, enlighten me.
Well, they had to use up all the rich foods for the start of Lent. All the butter and eggs and that.
Well, I think I vaguely knew that.
Lent always starts on a Wednesday, so we have Shrove Tuesday.
No, I get it.
Now, in France, they calls it Mardi Gras. Do you know what that means?
I've no idea.
Fat Tuesday.
Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs.
Carnival, now, there's another name for it. From the Latin, that is, farewell to flesh.
You've been surfing the web again, haven't you?
No, I've always known that. General knowledge.
Right, now, can we have the little ones lined up, please? Quick as you can.
Here we go. Good. The main event. Oh, hey, look at Phoebe. She can't wait.
Well, she can't do any worse than her dad, that's for sure.
I couldn't help it. I got tripped up.
You fell over your daff wasser.
Oh, come on. You must have seen it. The guy stuck his leg out.
Never.
He did, I tell you. And he's built like the side of a barn.
All I saw was you flatten the deck with your face in a frying pan.
Oh, cheers, Bert.
Are you going to join in, Josh? Well, now, come on, then. Up to the line. Now, don't forget, everyone. Toss your pancakes up in the air as you go along at least 3 times. Now, everyone understand?
We can't see them doing that.
Good.
They just run like hell.
Now, everybody ready?
Come on, Phoebs!
On your marks, get set!
Come on, Phoebs! Come on!
Hey, young Josh has started eating his pancakes.
Oh.
Never mind, Katie, it'll be just that's it.
Jamie's going to win it.
Yeah, I think he is. Don't give up, Phoebs! Oh, Phoebs!
Ah, there she is. Look, I'm enjoying. No trouble at all.
Well done, Jamie!
What's this? I missed all the excitement.
Oh, yeah. Hiya, Tom. Yeah, I'm afraid you have.
It's a shame.
Jamie's just won the kiddies race.
Well done, Jamie.
So, how did you get on?
I took your advice, didn't I? Looked him in the eye and gave it to him straight.
Oh, good for you.
So he threw me out.
You what?
Ah, don't panic. I'm pulling your leg.
Don't do that to me, Tom.
Hey, are you not coming in for your pancake tea?
Well, ain't it just for the kiddies?
Oh, it's for kids of all ages, Bert.
Oh, well, in that case.
Well, that's it. You all come in. You'll have to excuse me, though. Get them pans sizzling.
Right. How about you two? You coming in?
Oh, yeah, I'll have to. Otherwise, I'm in big trouble with Phoebe.
How about you, Tom?
Never mind the pancakes. Do you reckon there's any chance of a pint?
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Let's go, then. Oh, why? Have you got something to celebrate? I don't know yet. They're going to let me know in a couple of days. But it went okay. Let's just say I'm quietly confident.
Brookfield, there's a happy reunion.
Hi, love. How was the journey?
Not too bad. A bit slow on the M6.
Hey, look at his lordship. Right out of it.
Yeah, he's been dead to the world since the motorway services. I think it's the shock of being up so early. Poor little chap.
Hey, welcome home, love.
Have you missed us?
What do you think? We all have. Should have seen Josh this morning, skipping around the kitchen table, telling everyone his mum was coming home. Right, let's get this little fella out of his seat, shall we?
I'll get me bags.
Okay. And how's your mum?
Fine. We managed to get Dad's stuff sorted out.
Was it rotten?
We had a few tears, I can tell you. Especially going through his clothes. Mm. Still, it's done now.
Well done, love.
And I told her, any time she gets fed up, she's to come down and see us again. I said one of us would always go and pick her up.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, she started worrying about us having financial problems again.
Oh, she hasn't, has she?
I wish we hadn't gone on about the overdraft.
Oh, it's only because of Matt Crawford trying to rip us off.
You think he is?
Well, that's how it looks to me. I told you Jennifer had been on to Lillian?
Yeah, he said on the phone.
Well, apparently he was always going on about putting up some sort of prestige residence, whatever that means.
That's it, then.
Could be.
You haven't had it out with him yet?
Well, to be honest, love, I've been a bit too knackered. It's not something I want to do over the phone.
No, of course not.
Right, then. Out you come, young man.
You're looking tired.
All right. Yeah, well, it was a fairly busy night in the lambing shed.
Oh, poor you.
At least I had Chabba to do the milking this morning. I'm dreading it when he's gone.
I'll just have to do more of the milking myself.
No, you've got enough to do.
I can do the mornings anyway. Won't hurt me to get up a bit earlier.
I'm sorry, love. I'm not having you wear yourself out.
Well, anyway, we'll manage.
Yep.
Now, I'm dying for a cup of tea.
Right. Let's get you inside, young fella.
Oh, dear. Look who it is.
Well, I hope she hasn't come to make more trouble, because I can tell you, I am just about in the mood.
Hey, Mum, is that you?
Oh, hi, Mum.
Goodness, what a lot of books.
Yeah.
Is this all of them?
No, there's a few more. You haven't got another bookcase going spare, have you?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, I'll just have to stay in the boxes, then. What about wardrobe space?
Just the one, that's all.
There's no way I can get it all in here. Any space in your room?
Not an inch, I'm afraid.
Well, not even for the odd couple of jackets?
I can try, I suppose.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Only, you know, it's a fairly small room.
I didn't realise you'd be bringing quite so much stuff.
Mum, this is my life here. You're looking at the sum total of my 44 years on this planet.
Oh, Kenton.
You're not expecting me to shovel this into some filthy old shed over the stables.
I suppose not.
Good.
Not if you need it all with you.
I do, Mum. Believe me.
Anyway, it's quite a nice little room. You've got the best view in the house.
It's great. I love it, really.
I hope so. You see, we've put a new bedside lamp in here.
Yeah, thanks.
And the desk, of course. You thought you'd want a place to write.
Yeah. What I really need is somewhere for my sound system. You haven't got a table, you know, something long and low?
Sorry, I don't think we have.
Oh, don't worry, I can probably scrounge something off Lizzie.
I'm sure you can.
Could you pass us the other suitcase? I might as well start getting some of it in the drawers.
Here we are.
Thanks. So how was church?
Fine. You know it was over in Dinington.
Yeah, you said.
A special service for Ash Wednesday.
All about the rewards of abstinence, I suppose.
Well, no, not exactly.
Pity. I must have great prospects. My whole life is abstinence at the moment.
Things will look up.
I hope so. 40 days, isn't it, Lent?
Yes.
Feels like I've done my time already.
It was interesting. We had a speaker from this farming charity in Rwanda.
Oh, yeah?
You'd be absolutely shocked. There's so much need out there.
What is it you're saying, Mum? That there's a lot worse off than me, so I shouldn't be whinging?
Of course I'm not.
Oh, you'd be right, there are.
You can't compare the two situations.
Can't you?
I can understand you being despondent. You haven't had a great deal of luck lately.
Oh, you can say that again. Still, maybe it's all about to change. I've got a feeling.
I do hope so.
And this little room could be the spur. Once I've gone online...
We'd be so pleased.
Now, I'm sorry, Mum, but this picture's got to come down. Definitely.
Don't you like it?
I love it, but it's too tranquil. I need something, you know, inspirational.
Like what?
My sailing picture. You've seen it?
The one in the gale?
Close hauled in the Southern Ocean. Now, that is the image I need to get me out of bed in the morning.
I think it'd have the opposite effect on me.
Jill?
We're up here, Phil.
There you are, Mum. You can go and hang it in the loo.
We'll find somewhere, I'm sure.
How are we getting on? Good. Lord.
Now, don't panic, Dad. It's all going to be tidied up.
Well, I do hope so.
Just let me get it sorted out and you won't even know I'm here.
So what's so important you had to come all the way over here to tell me?
Well, I found out something about your business.
Oh, yeah?
Someone's trying to rip you off.
What are you on about, Elizabeth?
I thought you'd want to know, that's all.
Oh, I do. I'm absolutely agog.
It's ironic, really, considering the rest of us aren't meant to have any say in the way you run this place.
You haven't?
And you're supposed to be so brilliant, you and Ruth.
Can you just get to the point, Elizabeth?
Straighten his cot without even waking up.
Well done, love.
Oh, sorry, am I interrupting?
No. Elizabeth was just about to tell us how we're being taken to the cleaners by somebody or other.
Are we?
Well, I think so.
Well, come on, spill the beans. We're all ears, aren't we, Ruth?
Certainly are.
OK, it's about this offer of Matt Crawford's from Midsummer Meadow. Now, you think you're getting a good deal, but what if I told you he's trying to swindle you out of a fortune?
And how would he do that?
Well, he's probably going to put a house on it. I mean, something big, like a mansion.
You don't say.
There's some sort of planning loophole. Now, I don't know exactly how it works, but it's a fact. Julia heard all about it from Lewis.
My God. Did you hear that, love?
Okay, mark if you want to, but you are supposed to be on top of your job. You ought to know about these things.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, we do.
What?
We've known about it for ages, haven't we, Ruth?
We have.
So, thanks for the info, but you really didn't need to bother.
So, what are you going to do about it?
Well, we're still thinking about that, but don't worry, it's all in hand.
All right, so what's the new asking price?
Sorry?
Well, if he's prepared to spend a couple of million on the place, and that's probably what it's going to cost, well, the land's got to be worth $500,000.
Not if we don't sell it.
I thought you needed the money.
Not that much.
There's no way we could go along with something like this.
I see. So it's okay to sell the land when it's worth zilch, but when it starts to get valuable, you're not interested.
Bizarre, isn't it?
And we're supposed to believe the business is safe in your hands, but that's a joke.
Okay, you said what you came to say. Now, if you don't mind, I've got lambing to get on with.
Oh, don't worry, I'm on my way.
Good.
I really don't understand you at all.
Bye, Elizabeth.
See you.
Bye, Elizabeth.
Oh, she really winds me up sometimes.
Don't let her get
to
you.
The minute you get back, too. How does she manage to time it so well?
She's probably been sitting in the lay-by waiting for me car to come by.
Well, I wouldn't put it past her.
She has got a point, though. We're going to have to make a decision.
Yeah, I know.
I don't see how we can do that until we know for definite what Matt Crawford's planning to do.
Mind your back, please.
Oh, good. Look, not more.
This is the last of it, you'll be glad to hear.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Well, there we are.
You wouldn't get any more in here if we tried. We virtually ran out of floor space.
Well, don't worry. Some of these boxes will store away under the bed.
Oh, I'm not sure that's a good idea.
It's only temporary. I'm not going to be here long.
No.
Now then, do you want me to start hanging up your jackets?
That would be terrific.
And the shirts and underwear I'll put in the chest of drawers, shall I?
Mum, you're a star.
No trouble.
How about you, Dad? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't like to make a start on the other books, would you?
Oh, well...
I mean, as you're standing there anyway. Or are you here in a supervisory role?
No. Anything I can do to help.
Great, thanks.
There won't be space for them all.
Well, put out what you can. The rest can stay in the boxes.
Sure.
And I'll be back to give you a hand as soon as I can.
Well, you're going out?
Yeah, sorry, I need to get the Land Rover back to Brookfield.
Right.
You know, Dave, hang on to it too long and he'll be charging me rental.
Oh, no, I hardly think that's fair.
It was a joke, Dad.
Oh, yes, of course.
Some of these jackets are looking a bit tatty. Are you sure you want to keep them all?
I've got no choice. Nothing would give me greater pleasure than to bin the lot of them. But for the moment, they're going to have to do...
Yes, I suppose so.
Maybe I could get sponsored by the Oxfam shop. Sort of walking testimonial.
Oh, Kenton.
All right, then. Well, I'll love you and leave you.
All right, dear.
Oh, yes, I'm going to need a key, aren't I?
Are you?
Well, I'm sorry, Dad. I can't always guarantee to be in by the time you do go out with your cocoa.
No, I suppose not.
Leave it for now, will you? I'll sort you one out this afternoon.
No, thanks, Mum.
I think there's a couple in the dining room drawer.
I'll see you later, then.
Bye, dear. Oh, what about lunch?
Oh, don't worry, I'll get something down the pub.
Yes, all right.
OK, see you.
Bye.
Bye. You notice, Jill, he makes out he's got no money, but there's always enough for the pub.
You've got to have some fun, poor boy.
Well, I only hope we're doing the right thing.
Of course we are. If he can't rely on his parents at a time like this...
Mm, it's all very well, but how long is it going to be?
Oh, there you are.
Yes, hello, Lizzie.
Oh, that brother of mine, he can be absolutely infuriating at times.
You haven't been over there.
Well, I had to.
Oh, Lizzie.
Don't look at me like that.
Sorry. I've got to sort this bike out.
Someone had to tell him what Matt Crawford's up to.
As if we knew.
Of course we know. It's obvious.
Even so, we shouldn't interfere.
But I'm sorry, Nigel. I'm not prepared to see Brookfield assets squandered because my brother is too stubborn or too stupid to see what's going on.
And did he appreciate the tip-off?
Said he knew all about it, but I'm not so sure.
Well, anyway...
And yet, the most extraordinary thing is, they're now talking about not selling. Can you believe it? They find out the land's worth hundreds of thousands, so they suddenly decide the deal's off.
It's up to them.
Nigel, I do wish you'd stop fiddling with that stupid bike wheel.
I'm putting new tyres on it. The old ones are all perished.
Well, it's very irritating.
Sorry, Lizzie, but I've got to get it going. Otherwise, I'm stymied.
You're stymied anyway without me or Hayley to drive you about.
At least I won't have to bother you every time I want to go down to the village.
For goodness sake, Nigel, this land sale's slightly more important.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
Oh, I see. So it doesn't bother you if they're totally incompetent. It doesn't matter if they miss a great chance to raise some capital.
I just feel it's none of our business.
Sometimes I wonder whose side you're on, Nigel. I really do.
Yours, of course. But sometimes you make it jolly difficult.
Brian's feeling slightly uneasy.
Got time for a cup of tea?
No, thanks. No, Adam, I'd better get on.
I thought you were waiting for William Grundy.
Well, yes, I am.
Well, it's not here yet.
I was just thinking there's a couple of calls I ought to make. Oh, what the hell. Why not?
Good. We don't seem to have seen much of each other.
No. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I know how it is.
Farming.
Always something that he's doing.
I'm afraid so. No excuse, though. Oh, thanks.
So, what is it you're up to with William?
He's opening up a new drive over by the Millennium Wood.
Ah.
Shoot.
Of course. He's a keeper now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Imagine that, the Grundy lad.
He's a good one, too. With a father like he's got, that's no mean feat.
I hear they lost the farm.
And they got themselves into debt, I'm afraid.
No more Grundy's at Grange Farm. What's happening to the world?
Great shame.
I'm sure you did what you could to help.
Well, yes.
Well, there's much you can do, I imagine, when someone goes bust.
No, it's all a bit late by then.
Yeah.
So how does it feel to be back in the UK? Rather strange, I imagine.
Yeah, it's all a bit unreal at the moment.
Well, it's been a long time.
Everything seems greyer, somehow.
Not too much about the weather, I'm afraid.
I don't just mean the weather. The atmosphere.
Yeah, well... Look, I know things aren't good between your mother and I.
It's okay.
All I can say is we're doing our best to work it all out.
I know.
But I do appreciate it must be very difficult for you coming back to all this.
I don't know. I just wish that...
Come in.
Hello, Mr. Aldridge.
Oh, hello, William. You two know each other. This is Adam.
Hi.
Hi, William. We have met years ago.
Oh, yeah, I do remember you.
You were just a little lad in those days.
I suppose I was.
Right, I'll just get my coat and we'll be off.
Okay.
I'll see you at supper then, Adam.
Look, is it okay if I come along too?
What?
Well, I quite fancy some fresh air. So maybe I could have a look at this new drive of yours.
Hey, Dad, do you want to meet the next Mr. Birdseye?
What?
I'm on my way. Tom Archer's bangers are going to be the next big thing.
What? The bank said yes?
Nearly bit my hand off.
Really?
Just had a call on my mobile. They reckon it's got the makings of a great business, and they say they want to back it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They're putting the formal offer in the post, but basically it's exactly what I wanted.
Well, congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Dad.
You've done well. I'm proud of you.
You see? You should have backed me whilst you had the chance.
Now, come on. You know we would have done it if we could.
Well, it's your loss, Dad. I could have made you seriously rich.
But let's try and keep our feet on the ground, shall
we? Don't worry. I know what I'm doing.
Well, I'm sure you do.
I'm still aiming to be a millionaire by the time I'm 30.
Look, we ought to have some sort of celebration, but I've got to start the milking.
That's okay. You go ahead.
Maybe we could open a bottle later on. I think there's some sparkling wine in the fridge.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll probably go down the pub.
Well, fine. I'll come down and buy you a pint.
Okay, thanks.
Well, we've got to mark this notable occasion.
Definitely.
The day my son took his first step into food processing.
Not my first.
Well, first in your own right.
That's true.
And we wish you all the luck in the world, your mum and me.
Thanks, Dad.
We're very proud, both of us.
Hey, it's a great spot.
Yeah, it is rather nice.
When did you plant it?
When was it, William? 6 or 7 years ago?
Yeah, it could have been. Before I was working here and all that.
Yeah, 6 years. Yeah, that would have been about right.
It's done well.
Well, hardwoods always do down here. Don't ask me why. The Millennium Wood's the same.
Oh, yes, the famous Millennium Wood. Mum was telling me about it.
Well, that's it, across there.
Ah. When was that planted?
98, 99.
Amazing. Not all that well planted either. Puddled in a lot of it. Volunteers, say.
It's come on all right anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible.
Jenny's project, that was. Would never have happened without her. As always, totally committed.
Good old mum.
Yep.
Won't you put her mind to something? Anyway, about this drive.
Yeah, I'm sorry, William.
I was thinking we could make this the flushing area. It's got a fair bit of ground cover.
Right.
I'd have to open up a few strips for flight paths.
In that direction, I presume?
Yeah. I thought we'd have the guns in the long field, and Craig agrees.
Well, it seems to make sense.
That'll give us a bit of low cover before they hit the trees.
Fine, we'll go for that then.
Okay, great.
It all seems very scientific. Well, you've got to be these days. They're shelling out a lot of money on a day shooting, these chaps.
I bet.
So we can't afford to leave anything to chance, can we, William?
Only the weather.
Yeah, well, we can't do much about that.
You could always put it under a big dome. Anyone ever thought of that?
Like the Eden Project, you mean?
Yeah, why not?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, make my job a lot easier.
Yeah, decent conditions for keepers, pleasant atmosphere for the guns.
Well, that's true.
Best of all, you could restock the birds daily. Total control.
What a fantastic idea.
I think it might be a bit pricey.
I suppose so.
Yeah, it's a good idea, though. Someone ought to look into it.
Anyway, if we've finished up here...
Yeah, OK, we'll get back.
Thanks, only I'm seeing Em in the pub tonight. You two carry on. I think maybe I'll walk back.
You sure?
Yeah. I fancy a look in this famous Millennium Wood.
What I've got to do now is find some decent premises and start recruiting staff.
What sort of staff?
Skilled butcher. That's the key guy. Plus a part-time assistant.
It's going to cost you.
It will.
How much exactly?
A lot.
What, 600 quid a week?
Well.
More?
A bit less, actually.
So how much exactly? Come on, I'm interested.
150 a week for the butcher. Bit less for the assistant.
150? Thought you said he was a skilled guy, this butcher.
Yeah, he is. But I'll only need him for 2 half-days.
Well, you won't make many sausages in 2 half-days.
750 packs, to be precise.
Is that all? Get through that many at a young farmer's, Barbie.
That's only the start.
What about premises? I mean, you could always hire the bus shelter.
Yeah, very funny.
Sorry.
Listen, these things are going to be flying out of the stores.
You hope.
They'll be doubling the order in 6 months. You just wait.
Seriously, you know, it's really great. Maybe I'll be coming to you for a job one day.
Well, you never know. Product development and all that. I might be needing people like you.
What, designing new sausages?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Sounds okay. I'm sure I could get into that.
Oh, I am. Sorry I'm late.
It's all right. I've just been talking to our budding tycoon here.
Oh, yeah? What have you done, Tom? Bought up the canning factory?
Give me time.
The bank's lending him the money for his new sausage factory.
Oh, well done, mate.
Thanks.
You make them, we'll go on eating them, won't we, Em?
Definitely.
Do you want a drink, Will?
Not just now, thanks. We're going through to eat.
Well, have a drink first.
If it's okay with you, we'll go on through. I'm starving.
You're always starving.
So would you be if you'd been working out there all day?
I'll see you later then, Tom. That's if you're not legless.
No way.
No, not anymore. He's a serious businessman now.
Right. Ready for that pint then?
Oh, hi, Dad. That was quick.
Your mum's finishing up in the parlour. She was quite keen for me to get down here and buy you that drink.
Thanks.
So, what is it then?
Oh, just the usual. Lager. You'll have to wait, though. Sid's putting on a new keg.
Ah, no problem.
So, you're really pleased, are you? Aren't we getting the banks okay?
Yeah, of course we are. I told you.
You're not just saying that?
Listen, we've got a lot of faith in you, both of us. If anyone can make this work, you can.
Cheers, Dad.
And if you do end up filthy rich, no one's going to be happier about it than me and your mum.
Well, I'll say this for Tom, he's not scared to have a go.
Well, ain't difficult when your parents are doing it.
Well, how do you mean?
Oh, they've already got the shop and the dairy. What's it to them?
Just one more thing.
Yeah, except it's nothing to do with them. This is Tom's enterprise.
Oh, yeah, so he says.
Well, you heard him. He's had to go to the bank for the money.
Well, he's still got his mum and dad standing guarantee.
Oh, I don't know. He never said that.
Come on. You ain't telling me they'd have coughed up thousands for the likes of you and me?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, of course they wouldn't. It's like Dad says. You've got to be an archer.
What's the matter with you today? Greg Turner been picking on you again?
Well, not specially.
But anyway, I reckon Tom's got some bottle. At least he's having a go.
So, what are we going to have?
I don't know, I haven't looked yet.
I might go for the chicken.
Maybe I'll set my own business too, when I finish college.
Only thing is, it don't come with chips.
Quite fancy a coffee shop, or maybe a patisserie, something like that.
What's a patisserie?
Cakes, you fool.
Well, never mind sitting up on your own. What about this business experience you're supposed to be getting?
What about it?
Well, have you phoned Caroline yet? See if there's anything going over there.
I was hoping you'd do that.
Oh, were you?
You know she reckons the sun shines out of you.
I'll think about it.
Thanks.
Nope. I've changed my mind. I think I'll have the Cumberland sausage.
What am I going to have?
We had that Adam Macy come out with us today. Me and Mr. Aldridge.
Yeah? What's he like?
Yeah, seems okay. Reckons he remembers me and Ed when we were kids.
Oh, did you tell him about putting his vote in?
Of course I didn't.
Why not?
Poor bloke's only just come home. He doesn't want to vote in some poxy song contest.
I could have asked him.
One vote ain't going to make much difference.
Could do.
Nah.
I hope you voted. Will, you haven't, have you?
I never had time.
How could you?
I'll do it tomorrow.
No, it'll be too late then. They're closing the lines at midnight.
Oh, they're not, are they?
Listen, as soon as we've eaten, you're going through there to vote online. You got that?
Oh, Em?
No, I mean it, Will. Otherwise, you can go to the movie on your own.
There, that's the basic plan of Home Farm. And all these green hatched areas. You see?
Hmm. They're the drives, right?
That's it.
It's a big operation. And there's me thinking you're just doing a bit of rough shooting.
Oh, I can't afford the luxury anymore. It's got to be professional these days, I'm afraid.
High cost, I suppose. Yeah?
Oh, you can say that again. There's the keeper's wages, or share of them. That's all the feed costs. Now, I can tell you, it's an expensive operation.
Right.
Let's have a drop more scotch, shall we?
Yeah, no more for me, thanks.
You sure?
Quite sure.
Well, perhaps I'll just have a small one.
Yeah, why not?
No, there's no room for underperformers in farming today. It's a sad fact of life, but whatever the enterprise, it has to pay its way or it's out.
I must say, I find it amazing.
What's that?
Well, here you are, the most efficient food producers anywhere, in the world, probably. And no one seems to be making any money out of it.
I know, it's extraordinary, isn't it?
Something's wrong somewhere, that's all I can say.
Well, I'm glad you're interested.
Yeah. I can't believe how things have changed.
Debbie used to be interested not so long ago. We don't seem to have these conversations anymore.
It's hardly surprising.
No, don't get me wrong, Adam. No, I'm not blaming anyone but myself. I'm just saying, well, it's good to have this sort of discussion again.
Yeah, right.
So what do you think of our Millennium Wood? Just have a look.
It's a great spot, even now.
Yeah, we think so.
In 30 years' time, it's going to be magical.
Well, it's Jenny's baby, you know, the whole thing. I mean, I don't mind admitting I was lukewarm about the idea. But she convinced me it was worthwhile, and she was right, too.
It's a brilliant idea.
She hardly ever goes over there these days.
No?
No. A year ago, you couldn't keep her away from the place. But not anymore. No, it's as if she's stopped thinking about...
the future?
I never meant this to her, man. I never meant to spoil it for them.
How about showing me this combine?
What?
This fancy combine of yours. You were going to show me?
Yes, yes, well, we must do that.
Well, what's wrong with now?
Now?
Come on, forget that stuff. Let's go and look at this amazing machine, shall we?
It's an important day at Brookfield.
One of these days. Yeah, that'd
be great. Hi, love. Are we ready for the off?
Was that Lucia?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, we'll have a chat soon. Bye, then. Bye.
And how's Lucia these days?
Feeling a little unsure about her future.
No. Tell her to join the club.
No, this is personal. It's about Adrian.
What's up? She fed up with being cross-examined over the cornflakes.
He doesn't want babies.
Ah.
And she does.
Well, in that case, you better dump him.
It's not always that simple.
Don't see why not.
Other things come into it. Feelings.
Remember that bull we had? The one who never seemed interested.
David!
It's no different. We got attached to him too. Still had to go, though.
Sometimes you have to mix the facts with a bit of sympathy.
So, where's Chabert? Is he ready yet?
Still packing, as far as I know.
Well, he better not be long.
Come on, we've got ages yet. His flight's not till 6:10.
We're going to miss him.
You can say that again.
So's Bert. He's getting quite emotional out there.
Only because he's having to do the milking.
Yeah, it's not quite fair. They got to be good mates, him and Chabert.
Yeah, I know.
I suppose I could have done the milking myself, really. Just started a bit later.
No, you couldn't.
Well, no. Not if I'm going to see Matt Crawford, I suppose.
What are you going to say to him?
I don't know, really.
Well, you are the one that believes in plain speaking.
Well, yeah, I do.
That'll be Kirsty.
Oh, dear. Is this going to be more raw emotion?
Quite possibly, so go easy with the home truths.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Sensitive, that's me.
Hi, Kirsty. Come in.
Thanks. Hi, David.
Hi, Kirsty. You got the afternoon off, then?
Yeah.
Compassionate leave, was it?
David.
What did I say?
Never mind. I'll take your coat, Kirsty.
Oh, no, it's okay, thanks.
Trevor won't be long. He's still packing.
All right.
So, how's things? Busy in the shop?
We were this morning, yeah. Thank goodness. Didn't have time to get miserable.
Come on, it's not that far away. Hungry?
Far enough.
With emails and everything, the world's such a small place nowadays.
That's what Helen said. Didn't stop her getting manic when Greg went away. That was only to France.
Ah, here he is.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
No problem. Here, do you want a hand with us?
Thanks. Hi, Kirsty.
Hi.
I hope you've got a radio in the car, David.
Yeah, why?
We must listen to Wayne Foley. You haven't forgotten.
The song contest.
Oh.
He's announcing the winner on today's show. I can't leave England without hearing that.
And they came so very close. That was our runner-up backstairs. Three girls and two guys, all from Felpersham. And what a fabulous band they are. And now... This is the moment. The county is hushed.
He's not giving the result.
What are you doing here?
Well, I've been on the computer. Is this the result?
Well, what do you think it is? The traffic report?
What's going on? I thought it was the end of the show.
No, you muppet.
Have we been on yet?
No, they're only playing the final three.
Yeah, well, it might be us. It might be.
I can't hear.
A sound sensation. It's number one in our listeners' poll. The best new song in the county. Guaranteed a fabulous prize, including hours of studio time from Ambridge. A great new talent with her own song, Don't Come Knocking at My Door. It's Fallon Rogers.
Oh, my God!
You!
Amazing!
I don't believe
this is my song!
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Fallon. Thanks for stitching us up.
Please, Ed.
Well, did you get all your college friends to vote, did you? Get them all down the computer department.
No, I didn't.
We didn't have a chance, did we?
And it wasn't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, that's how it looks to me. And after we gave you this big break, to say it pays back. Well, cheers, Fallon. Hope you enjoy it.
Listen, Ed.
No, you listen. I've had it with you. You just stay out of my way, all right?
Ed! Ed! Well, Chubba, this is it.
Yes.
We just want to say a big thank you for all you've done, don't we, David?
Yeah, you've been great.
I'll miss you all.
So make sure you keep in touch. Don't forget the emails.
I won't.
Oh, Kirsty.
Hey.
I'm okay.
Come on, sweetheart.
I really am fine.
All right, we'll leave you to it then.
Yeah. See you, Chabert.
Bye, David.
Hey, thanks for everything, right? Cheers.
Okay.
Bye, Chabert.
Goodbye.
We'll wait for you by the magazine place, Kirsty.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, it's just the moment I've been dreading.
Hey, come on.
When am I going to see you again?
In the summer. You come over, I'll email you.
Promise?
Of course I promise.
I'll make sure you do. Oh, Chabert.
I wish you were coming with me now.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be brilliant?
Instead, I shall take you in here, in my heart.
Will you?
Of course. And when I get home, I shall talk about you constantly to my friends. And they'll all get bored with hearing about you.
Maybe you'll get bored of me too.
Never.
Oh, Jabba. I love you.
Seretlek. And I love you too, Kirsty.
Please don't say that. Not unless you really mean it.
I do.
I'll email you every day.
And I'll text you. Every time you go to use your phone, there I'll be.
Good.
And you must let me know the date for your summer holiday. I'll find the cheapest flight to Hungary.
I can't wait.
And when you get there, you'll have the best time of your life. I, Jabba Progani, will guarantee it.
That is the last time I sing with that lot. I've had it with Dross.
What, honestly?
Yeah, if you'd heard what he was saying, it was really nasty.
You know Ed Grundy. He gets a bit wound up.
No, this is serious. Making out I'd stitch them up, as if I would have done.
Of course not.
I only did it for a laugh, really, with a couple of guys from the music department. I never dreamed it was going to win.
Well, I know, it's fantastic.
Well, Ed's making out, it was deliberate. As if I was trying to wreck their chances.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, exactly, why would I?
Sour grapes, that's all it is.
Yeah, I suppose.
I reckon it's amazing. And they played it on the radio.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Great.
Well, not that I got to hear it. Ed was giving me earache all the way through.
Well, they're bound to play it again. And he'll have a studio version next time.
I still can't believe it. My song on the radio.
Well done. You've got a real talent.
Yeah, I must have, mustn't I?
Right. I better go.
Oh, you can have another one?
No, I can't, sorry.
Oh, come on, let me get you one.
Thanks, but I've got to get back. I said I'd help Dad sort out this year's cropping programme.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I don't know how I contain myself.
Well, have fun.
What about tomorrow? You doing anything?
What?
Well, I was thinking we ought to go out and celebrate your win.
Are you asking me out?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Hi, you two.
Hi, Kirsty. How are you feeling?
Oh, not wonderful.
No, of course not.
Oh, yeah. Chabba's gone back, hasn't he?
I've just been to the airport with Ruth and David.
What time was this flight?
6:10.
He'll be just getting airborne then.
Hey, Fallon, I hear you won the song contest.
I know. That's amazing, isn't it?
It's great. Well done.
Thanks.
Look, I've got to go. Can I take that as a yes then, Fallon?
Sorry?
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, fine. But why don't you just give me a call?
Sure, I'll do that. See you then.
See you, Tom.
Bye, Kirsty.
Yeah, see ya. You two going out?
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry.
What for? You go out with who you like.
Well, yeah, but...
Listen, me and Tom are ancient history. I've got other things to think about now.
Come in, David, have a seat.
Thanks.
I'd offer you a coffee or something, but to be honest, I haven't got a lot of time.
Oh, it's okay. I won't keep you long.
Yeah, Mrs. C's invited some friends around for dinner tonight, and if I show up late, she'll have me guts for knicker elastic.
They wouldn't be horsey friends by any chance.
Do you know, to tell you the truth, I can't remember who they are.
Oh, I just wondered, you know, with her being so keen and...
A lot of them are. Frankly, they bore the pants off me. Hunting, riding, all that sort of thing doesn't do anything for me.
Nor me.
Give me a smooth action 12-bore and plenty of high-flying birds. That's my idea of a good day out in the country.
Right.
But Yvette, she does like her horses. That's why she's getting so excited about this bit of land of yours.
Yeah, well, that's actually what I wanted to see you about.
No problems, I hope.
No, it's looking fine.
Good. My legal people tell me it's all going through all right.
That's okay, then.
I expect you're looking forward to getting your hands on the cash, eh? The way things are in farming.
Yeah, it wouldn't go amiss right now.
Yeah, I was looking at the estate figures earlier this afternoon. Oh, what a mess, eh?
Really?
That's an expensive hobby, that's all farming is these days. You're better off putting your money on the Gigi's.
Yeah, probably.
So, what's on your mind, then?
I've been hearing rumours about the possibility of getting planning permission.
Not on that land, no way.
You don't think so?
It's not a chance. It's got to be a mile from the village envelope. Maybe in 50 years' time you might get lucky.
Oh, I see.
It's a good try, though, David. Screw a bit more on the price if you can.
No, what I heard was there's some kind of loophole. If you put up some modern equivalent of Lower Loxley, you can get planning permission on the grounds of architectural merit.
Go on, you're pulling my leg.
No, it's a fact. I've checked it out with the planning people.
Oh, blimey. You learn something every day.
So, you're not planning some stately pile over there?
No way. I told you it's for the wife's horses.
Oh, that's fine, then.
Is that what you're worried about?
The thought had crossed my mind.
Listen, I've got business interests all over the place. I like to keep on the move. If you think I'm going to tuck myself away in some drafty old mausoleum down here, you're very much mistaken.
Oh, that's fine. So you won't mind if I put an extra clause in the contract?
Saying what exactly?
Ooh, I don't know. Something along the lines that, should you ever get planning permission, the development premium comes back to me and Ruth.
I'm disappointed in you, David, I really am.
Why?
Where I come from, a deal's a deal. You don't start mucking about with it afterwards.
But if you're never going to build on the place, what's the problem?
Shows a suspicious mind. I don't like that.
I'm just trying to protect our interests, that's all.
It's not the way I do business, I'm afraid.
Well, sorry, but...
If you're serious about this, I might have to withdraw my offer.
Written by the agricultural story editor, Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.